Several of those WPA writers gathered their stories in bars, juke joints, taverns. That inspired us to check in with four historians of our troubled time, bartenders from across the country.
Hello, my name is Sean. I am a bartender at Stats Sports Restaurant in Atlanta, Georgia.
My name is Lamell Fields. I'm out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and we own the club called The Living Room.
My name is Mary Mono, and the bar is called The Porch, and we're in Stockton, California.
My name is Mark Schultz. I work at Oblio's Lounge, Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
The song you'll hear on our jukebox is I Love This Bar by Toby Keith.
We have dominoes, we have games.
We have five different bars. I think our capacity is right at about 1,000 people.
I have 25 stools that go around the bar. You know, we all squeeze in. And
when a customer walks in the door, I usually say, how's it going today?
It really didn't start affecting Tulsa until a few months ago.
Most of the time, people say everything's going fine. But after you sit down and start talking to them and having a conversation with them, that saying usually changes.
Unfortunately, Stockton is one of the hardest hit places, I believe, with the foreclosures. I believe we're number one there.
I said, what can I do for you today? And he said, man, I just lost my job. I didn't have no place to sleep last night. And man, I just need a drink. I ain't got no money.
When someone comes in and sits down at my bar across from me, I know how bad things are. And I know that he knows how bad things are.
And I said, okay, no problem. And we gave him a drink. And I asked him, what was he going to do? What was he going to sleep at? And he told me that he had slept in his car the night before.
I have a couple folks that actually are losing their house because their mortgage payment went from $1,400 to $3,000, and they had to walk away from it. Now, most of their kids are grown, so now they're moving in with their children, which they never thought they would have to do, but unfortunately right now that's what they have to do.
A customer of mine, she's been a customer of mine for 5 years. She's 26 years old. Her name is Katie, and she just got laid off for the second time in 6 months.
And, you know, they're kind of a little depressed about it, I think. And the beer doesn't help, really, but it's somewhere to come and talk to friends and be around people who care.
And I said, you just got to, you know, when you get knocked down, you pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going. But I could tell she was really discouraged, you know, because she's worked so hard to get this last job. So
we talked at first about how his job has been cut back and how he's in the real estate, you know, market.
About a week ago, he came in and told me he found a job, and he's back working now. He's trying to get him a place to stay.
But he was just in the other day, and the conversations that we're having now, the things that's keeping it real for us and are, you know, he was telling me about his 2 4-year-olds, Aiden and Tyler, who are, you know, playing basketball on Saturdays. That seems to be more about what we're getting back to instead of the tragedies. I think that people are just done with it. They want to move on.
Someone will say, well, gee, you know, my hot water heater went out, and I'll have a plumber that's in here, and he'll say, well, you know, if you go get a new hot water heater, I'll be more than happy to, you know, put it in for you, you know. And so then they buy each other a beer or whatever and go on from there.
We're going to try to help every way we can. And my thing is always in the club, you may get crowded inside of the club tonight, and if you step on somebody's toe, turn around and say, excuse me, can I buy you a drink? That's one of our mottos.
And those will be our parting words for tonight. We heard from Lamell Fields, who owns The Living Room in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Mary Mono, who runs The Porch in Stockton, California, Sean Ott, who tends bar at the Stats Sports Restaurant in Atlanta, and Mark Schultz of Oblio's Lounge in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. That's All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Jackie Leiden.